This must be the first joke of the podcast.
Rolling.
We're rolling. It's happening. Me and Mike are here. We couldn't get hold of Anderson, so buckle up for 68 minutes of Mike and Tyler Gold.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Platinum.
Tyler just pointed out there's a lot more room here without Anderson.
There is. So spacious. It's really stretch out without old Buffalo Butt taking up this couch,
That's
you know?
That's right.
So, Mike, how was your week?
How's
your 2 weeks? We haven't seen each other for two weeks.
I know. That's crazy. I feel bad. I feel guilty. I feel like we're dropping the podcast ball.
Well, we gave them a podcast last week. We gave them Diner Disaster 1.
That was a disaster.
Did
you listen back to it?
Yeah, remember? And then I sent that email saying that I didn't like it. As discussed, I think a lot of people were really confused last week when we released that because we didn't really explain that Anderson was gone, so that we were releasing that episode.
They should have known, though.
Yeah, you would have thought, oh, who's this? Could it be? Hold on. Hello?
Buongiorno.
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 Hey. Wow.
Where are you at?
All I can say is I hope the listeners hear better quality than what I'm hearing right now, because this is brutal.
You sound good.
You know what the problem is? You're on speakerphone, and we are not speaking directly into the phone.
Okay, that's fine.
Is this better?
As long as I don't care how I hear it, as long as it doesn't sound like absolute total hell.
Sounds like you care.
For our listeners.
No, it should be good.
Where are you at right now?
Right now, I am in Venice, Italy, sitting on a canal. Don't ask me which ones. I don't know. But I'm actually on that. I sent you guys a picture. You guys get the picture?
Not yet.
All right.
It probably takes a week because it comes by boat.
It's a little mini dock right outside the room that we rented, and everyone that walks by this bridge stares at us, and they think that we're Italians, and I just glare at them like Italians would, like, stop looking at me, tourists. Like, people are actually taking pictures of us in our living room, thinking, like, that's the way true Italians are. Fucking close. And there's a bar right across the way, and last night was our first night here. Tomorrow night's our last night, so we're almost done. But there is this bar across the way with a little dock, and it's, like, right across from us, and these two American chicks were, like, staring over, and I was watching Pittsburgh Penguin hockey on an iPad on this little dock, sitting here drinking wine and smoking too many cigarettes because one in Rome, right?
Yeah.
Are you smoking Italian cigarettes?
Yeah, I'm smoking. No, I'm smoking a whatever I can get my hands on over here. And they keep looking over, so I waved up and I said, buongiorno, and they said something, and I'm like, sorry, no English.
And they're like, I'm surprised. When girls go to Italy in groups, it always feels to me like they're going there to get laid by Italian dudes or European dudes.
Or American dudes pretending to be Italian dudes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just came up with a good idea.
No English, only sexo.
Sexo. Hey.
So I'm here as a married man.
I find it hard to believe. I find it hard to believe you can't find cigarettes in Italy.
I never said anything about not being able to find cigarettes, Michael. That I've been smoking my way through Europe.
Oh,
I'm smoking tons of cigarettes.
Have you been excited to see all the cigarette vending machines?
I've not seen any.
What?
Not seen a single one.
They're like all over the place.
Any cigarette vending machines? We saw one.
They're all over the place, but they're very frustrating as a foreigner because you can't use them because you don't have the Italian driver's license that has like an age chip embedded in it.
Oh, you have to insert a driver's license to buy cigarettes?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize they were so strict. If they're gung-ho on giving children wine at dinner, I assume they'd hand them a cigarette, too.
So I'm in your motherland right now, Corona. I'm thinking of you often.
You know, in 10 days, Tara will be in Rome.
Oh, yeah? This is in the Pope?
Yep. Her little TV show has taken her a lot of places. Just got back from Austin yesterday. She's going to Rome for a screening. What the hell?
She has to go to the Pope and ask for a blessing for the show.
Yeah.
Please bless my show.
The Pope's like, I watch your show. It's a too dirty for me. I secretly jerk her off.
I'm pretty sure the Pope is like Brazilian. I don't think he's Italian.
What happened to the Nazi Pope? I like that guy. Where'd he go?
He retired.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He quit. Quitter.
Oh, Tyler. So I've been thinking about both of you guys quite a bit at various instances. More Toronto than you, Tyler, sorry.
Thanks.
Because I just keep imagining, like, when I was
satisfied.
On a boat, when I was on the cruise ship for 7 days, I kept imagining Toronto and how he'd deal with it.
Not well.
I don't think I deal with it well. I don't like boats.
You'd be cruising around the ship, right? And it's pretty much like a medium-sized hotel on the water. And you see the same people over and over again. And Carano would just be with his crazy hair and his cargo shorts wandering about the ship, you know, podcasting or selfieing or doing videos of himself. And they'd keep seeing him.
Oh, back it up there, Jack.
Going,
I don't selfie.
I think they'd be like, I think there's a stowaway. There's a stowaway brazenly recording.
Every time I see any kind of religious iconography, which is everywhere, they love Jesus on a cross over here. They love showing that poor man being tortured.
They sure do.
Mexico is probably the
so
same.
I went to the, I'd have to go inside. Jillian's telling me I'm being too loud for the Italians. It is cool.
Hey, we like it a quiet tonight and no podcast. Hey, have you run into, I know it's slim chances, but have you run into any podcast fans over there?
No, I've not. I've seen a couple of people have like been looking at me sideways, but I think it's more just because I'm me, not because they listen to the show.
I was,
hold on, I'm going to unplug in.
Believe it or not, I was loitering lonely by myself at the Madonna Inn 2 days ago, and I met a listener up there.
That's not really believe it or not.
How's this sound?
Sounds good.
Better?
Yeah.
Sounds good, anyway.
Sounds real nice. Sounds nice.
Sounds good. Hey,
yeah, crystal clear.
Jesus gives a thumbs up, even though his thumbs can barely move because he's got a nail through his palm.
They kind of became a vampire there at the end.
So I don't want to get into, like, shit that's happening, all the negative stuff that's
first,
still out here. And,
first, I want to get into, do they celebrate Halloween?
No, it's kind of half-assed, like you see some pumpkins there and there, and I guess like today is like the Day of the Dead that they do over here or something, but we didn't really notice anything. We went to the Dodge Palace today, Dodge Palace, which is where like their government was before they were part of Italy, and there's we've been seeing tons of like really old shit, you know, for 2 weeks, of really old churches, and really old fucking buildings.
Did you go to Florence?
No Florence.
Here,
real quick, here's the itinerary where I was. I was Paris, shit, fuck Paris. Don't like it.
Yeah, people hate that place. It's a dump. City of Lights, the most beautiful romantic city in the world. People hate it.
It's a dump with a very nice
The masters of travel.
You like
Paris
the...
sucks. Salton Sea, fantastic.
Hey, if you've been to Vegas, you've seen it.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I feel when I go to Disneyland. I'm in the Swiss Alps. Hey, I'm heading over to New Orleans. I'm in Old West. I'm in space. Traveled 3 million miles.
I didn't care for Paris. I'll give you more detailed examples of why I fucking hate Paris when I get back. I don't want to get into it now. But then
I think this
Paris
is probably the place to get into it. It's the podcast.
No, I don't want to get into it.
Hey, on next week's show, you guys, we're going to break down the trip.
Did we forget how to do the show? We're talking all over each other again. Is it the delay?
Someone had to go to Europe.
What is that delay I'm hearing?
We're starting to hear ourselves in the mix.
Sorry about that,
enjoy.
People.
That's my world. Now you're going to hear what I hear, and it's awful.
Yeah.
This bums me out. It just occurred to me how annoying this podcast is going to be.
Yeah, well, we...
Do we have to pause now?
We should have rehearsed how to record
pausing.
This.
Next time you go to Europe...
Can we
and
record?
No, we're recording. It's just I can hear an echo back.
Do we have enough space on the card?
I don't know. I stuck a small 4 gigabyte card in there. We've got 3 hours and 40 minutes left.
Okay.
That's enough space. Battery level just
dropped. Anyways, you hated Paris.
I didn't hate Paris. So Paris is one of the most overrated fucking things I've ever experienced in my life.
How
it
can
really
you
is.
Say that?
It is the avatar of cities.
People loved Avatar. That explains it.
I know. Paris,
directed by James Cameron.
Then we went down to Switzerland, where I rented a car because I had to drive in Europe, and drove across Switzerland, and Switzerland supreme loved. I understand why all the countries want to spare that place when there's wars. Because it's beautiful and it's fantastic.
How are the people?
And people are good. But you know what? Everywhere I go, it's like there's more tourists than there are actually people. Everywhere I fucking go. Everywhere.
Like the cruise ship?
More tourists.
Yeah, that's weird that you'd run into all those tourists on the cruise ship.
The whole ship was cruise people.
So then we went from Switzerland. I was in Gruyere and Lucerne, those two separate cities.
The dairy
was beautiful. The Gruyere's was great. It's where the cheese comes from, and it's where it's where H.R. Giger has his museum and his final resting place. I was posting about it. It's the guy that created the Alien, the Xenomorph.
I know who he is.
For,
he's great.
Alien.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Affirmative.
The bar.
Did you go?
It's inside this. The bar and the museum is inside this old, like, preserved medieval town where no cars are allowed. It's preserved, and it's exactly the way it's been since, like, the 11th century. And his bar and his museum have no business in there. It's so great.
So
it's a very small little, like, square. Maybe takes you 5 minutes to walk the entire length of Gruyere's, now, like, the downtown Gruyere.
And people live there?
It's great. Very few. It's mostly tourists.
Throughout the course,
all the cows have bells, and you can hear them walking in the distance. And there's a castle at the top of the hill that was built in the 1220 or something. And then, you know, you're walking up towards the castle, and everything's just old as shit. Like, you feel like you're in the middle of a Disney movie. Jillian really wanted to listen to Beauty and the Beast soundtrack, because it felt like where Belle was from.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you come across this bar that's, like, from the future, like, from the evil future. It's a Jesus bar. It has no business being there. It's amazing. It's fantastic.
Has any part of the trip made you rethink your life and want to move there?
No, I think I came too late in life. My life can't be rethought anymore. I was telling that to Jillian. I'm like, you know, I always hear people saying they go to Europe and it gives you a whole new perspective. I'm like, I'm not getting that. She's like, yeah, you're too old.
Have you bragged about where you live to anybody there? Like, oh, in the valley where I live, they have these delicious Vietnamese sandwiches for $3.25.
People always, what's interesting, people always, you know, they'll say, like, where are you from? And Jillian says California, and I say Los Angeles. I don't know why she always goes to California. I don't know if she's got shame about the LA thing. And then it's the whole, oh, Los Angeles, it's so beautiful. And we're like, no, it sucks. Don't come.
Yeah, it sucks. But we're going to go back there and live out our remaining days.
Hey, buddy.
I do miss it, though. I miss America. I got to tell you. America.
Yeah, you start to get that little patriotic itch there at the end of the trip.
So what about the food? How's the food
been? Wait. Hold on. Before that, Anderson.
Yeah.
Are you connected to Wi-Fi for this call?
I believe so. Okay. I mean, I'm on Wi-Fi.
Okay.
But I also have a little dot, so I don't know.
I just want to make sure you were before you spend an hour and you get like $1,000.
It's a Wi-Fi.
And the worst case scenario is 20 cents a minute. So, like, if we did an hour, Corrado and I tried to do this recently. It's $12 at the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So that's one,
I can't do math. Okay, all right.
That's two Peronis. To put it in terms you people will understand.
Have you noticed that Italian men like to have really close eye-to-eye contact conversations?
With your wife?
No, with each other.
No, I don't like Italian people.
I don't either, and I'm Italian. Isn't that weird? There's like this over sense of pride in being Italian, and you're like, why are you so proud? Hey, I'm Italian. Hey. No, none of them talk like that.
So my limited experience of Europe, the Italian people are the least friendly to Americans. I always heard of the French. The French weren't anything to write home about either, but the Italians, like the guy that met us at this, all right, so we're staying in this, like, it's like an Airbnb, right, through this company. It's a nice apartment. I made sure that the nicest place we were staying was the last three nights we're going to be in Europe. So we meet them on the first of all.
Hold on.
The fucking cruise. What?
Tyler just took the mic cord and strung it between his toes.
Tyler, stop doing something Tyler thinks.
Now I need to go get some alcohol and wipe it off.
This could just be my cord.
And we go to the like the terminal, like where there's a people mover, and then we go to like the where all like the immigrants and the tourists and everybody's like the center of the port, the open port. And I call the lady and I tell her, hey, we're here. What do we do? And she tells us to get on a fucking ferry and go like to the other side of the island where a guy's going to meet us and walk us to the apartment. So I'm like, okay, that kind of sounds shitty, but fine. She's like, it's a 30-minute water taxi, and then you got to get off, walk like 15 minutes with all your bags over stairs and bridges, and it was hell. So we got off the boat on at San Tomas. We got off of San Tomas to meet Enrico. Enrico is going to be there waiting for you. We get off the fucking thing, and Enrico is a man who's on his phone, not even looking up, and Jillian's like, I bet that's him. I'm like, no, he'd be looking for us. Like, he'd be, like, looking for people getting off the water taxi. She goes, I bet it's him. I'm like, hey, Enrico? He's like, oh, yes. I'm like, hey, cool. I understand. That's Jillian. We're here for, oh, Mike, you're not going to like this. We're staying in this apartment called the Miranda. They name apartments here.
I don't hate Miranda.
So I said, we're here for the
God damn you, podcast is over.
The name of our apartment that we're staying in is the name of your old girlfriend, Miranda. The Miranda. But it's the Miranda. You never called her the Miranda.
No, I didn't. But I'm kicking back in the Scarlett Johansson right now.
So Rico says, follow me. So we start following him. He, like, no, like, good to meet you.
They call me Enrico the Rapist.
Travel. He's just on his phone texting for the first, like, 7 minutes of walking through these really horribly crowded, small, skinny streets with all our bags, and Jillian's bag keeps falling over. It's brutal, right? I know white people problems, but still.
There's nothing like dragging your heavy-ass luggage through those cobblestone streets that are full of people. It's the worst.
I get it. I'd say we start paving these motherfuckers because it's like, how do you skate? I get it. Oh, shit. Yeah,
did you bring your skateboard?
I'm so over cobblestone. I'm fucking tired of it.
That's an old white man thing to say.
Not only that, they served me red wine in a white wine glass.
I'm kind of joking, but it is kind of cool to walk in cobblestone and pretend like you're walking on the side of a building. Like you're Spider-Man or something, you're defying gravity.
Because buildings are all covered in cobblestone. What are you talking about?
No, they are. It's like bricks.
Yeah.
It looks
good, but can you imagine back in the day they had to travel over that in buggies and horses? It must have been a friggin' nightmare. How many times did a horse trip?
They have a large gait.
You're laying in bed. You're lying in bed.
They let their legs
high. Trying to get some sleep. You had a hard day down at the old... whatever
gristle,
you were doing.
Gristle plant.
Yeah, and all of a sudden some dude comes through on his trailer and it's just clump, 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 clump.
That's probably why everyone had terrible teeth, because all their teeth just fucking bounced out of their head.
Yeah, until somebody realized, I leave my mouth open.
No. They did it a lot of the time. They did it so they could hear people coming from miles away. And they're like, enemy's coming on the cobblestones.
I'm not sure they talk like that.
Someone's a coming. Is it the enemy?
So Enrico.
I don't know. Who's our enemy now?
So this very unfriendly Italian man, who's supposed to be our greeter, takes us to the place. He shows us how the things work in the apartment, which is like, this is the water. It turns on and off. This is the fridge. It opens and closes, and it's cold, and keeps stuff. Thank you, Enrico. Anyways, and then we walk like a couple blocks out immediately after we get into the apartment. Right? We're like, let's go see where we are. We walk like 2-3 blocks, and we're like, holy shit, this is where we started. We started right here. And she had us get on a fucking water taxi all the way around, get off, and walk like 20 minutes back.
Oh, that is shitty.
Why? Why?
Because she's got to deal with the water taxi man.
So, yeah, thus far, I still got a day and a half here, but the Italian folk don't really seem to be too keen on the people in their town.
Where have you... Is Venice the only place you've been in Italy? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a crazy big tourist destination. Maybe that's why. Because in my week there, me and Lauren had 2 rude Italians. That everyone else was very nice. Mm. So I don't know.
I agree with that.
An Indian cab driver in Vienna on our way to the train station. He told Jillian and I all about how much he hated Italy and how rude everyone was and how he moved to Milan and then moved back after 6 months. So I kind of came here with a chip on my shoulder. I was ready.
And you're like, we're American. And he's like, I hate you people more.
But my little Fitbit tells me that I walked over 10 miles today through the streets of Venice. And I saw a ton of tourists and a ton of shops selling the same shit over and over and over again. But I also saw a ton of really cool shit. A ton of really cool stuff. But I'm ready to come home and see you guys. I miss you guys. I really do.
I know.
I miss I miss the dogs. I miss you guys.
Poor Tooches.
Who has all the dogs? I think, does Emily have Stan?
Emily has Stan, and Jillian's parents have Pepe and Sydney.
You have been gone a long time because I went hiking with Emily and Stanley, and that seems to be two weeks ago.
And Stanley doesn't remember who you are anymore.
And your sister texted me and asked me if I could... I shouldn't even have brought this up.
No, tell me what.
Is there any way you can go feed the cat? And I went, yeah, but I don't have keys. Okay, forget I ever asked.
I thought you had a key.
No.
I had one made for you. I meant to give it to you.
You should have left another key so that just in case there's an emergency, I could have skated over there.
I left the key with my neighbor, so I gave her like three or four numbers to call. So don't worry about it. Don't sweat it.
Did you did you see my big family edition while you were gone?
Family edition.
Edition.
Oh, family edition. Edition. Yes, you got a new dog. Yes.
You got another dog?
Yes.
I didn't know that was yours.
Yes, I know.
Holy shit! You guys are acquiring a lot of other living things right now.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, but he's so cute and he's so good. His name is Bricks.
You guys realize as soon as the baby comes, those dogs become dogs, right?
They're already dogs?
Yeah, but you kind of treat them like kids.
You think they're babies?
Hey, just because I dress them in pants and they have diapers
and we take them to kindergarten
doesn't mean I treat them like kids.
You had a fucking pacifier in Farley's mouth last I saw.
Did you really?
What? I don't think so.
Yeah. No, he puts pacifiers in the dog's mouth. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh,
burps
no.
He's like, she's gassy. Let me burp her.
This is all 100% true. Yeah.
I've heard stories about people like completely pampering their pets and loving them like children, and then they have like an actual child, and the fucking poor dog.
And they slit the dog's throat.
Go outside, animal.
Oh yeah, no. As soon as my son is born, we're just driving out to Baker and just dropping the dogs off
at Baker.
Horrific motel. The Royal Hawaiian or whatever.
Here
that
you
place
go.
Was.
Throw a couple of steaks on the ground and then burn rubber.
Sayonara.
And then go. Oh shit! We left the baby there.
What's been going on in the old states over there?
Oh, it's pandemonium.
Zombies. You didn't hear?
You guys.
The plague. It's unbelievable. There's no more traffic. So
there's all sorts of... We're in the Adriatic Sea, right? Right above the Mediterranean, in between Bosnia-Herzegovina and Croatia.
Hold on.
And,
let me pull out my globe.
More importantly, Syria and Turkey are right in that region, right? So there's all sorts of refugees just floating up the shore, like in that sea right there.
You see
right where our big cruise ship was cruising through.
Oh, were they hosing people away from the ship? Like whale wars?
No, we didn't see any. I was kind of hoping we'd see some.
Your ship's just plowing down Tom Sawyer-like rafts, knocking people into the sea.
We were actually in Turkey for a day, and we were talking to this woman who lives there for a while, and she was explaining to us.
Did you visit Tofurky?
She was telling us about the refugees and how Turkey's taking them in.
Flip me off.
Mike asked if you visited Tofurky.
And you laughed about that?
Yes, and I got really mad and flipped him off. Sorry, please continue about this Syrian woman you talked to.
They should have a place like in Disneyland called Tofurky, because like, Disneyland is like a lot of Europe feels like adult real Disneyland. But it's still like a bunch of tourists wandering around taking pictures. You know what I mean? But it looks like Disneyland, but it's real. But it's just like a tourist attraction.
Which, you know what? Disneyland should use that selling point. Why go to Europe? You can just come here and it's safe.
That was his whole idea. Was like, it's a small world. And like, come here and I'll give you like the entire world in one little spot and you can see it. You can come from wherever you like, Florida.
The whole world is midget robots that sing, I promise.
Yeah, they're not midgets. They're children.
Oh.
But then again, what's the difference?
While we were in Turkey, this woman told us that the cruise ships, American cruise ships, are actually stopping and picking up refugees if they see them. They help them. But I guess the Italian ships and the Greek cruise ships, the Greek cruise ships have no interest at all, and they just like they drive around them and do everything they can to get away.
I'm imagining a Carnival cruise ship coming through, and the refugees are like, nope, no, 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 right. No, you can keep on going.
Yeah. It's weird that the entire world has that refugee problem.
Well, it's more kind of centralized right at this moment because of war taking place in Syria and Russia bombing hospitals, ISIS. Is it ISIS or ISIL? Can we figure that out? Why does the president say ISIL? Everyone else says ISIS.
This is like...
Is this a bad...
That was like 8 months...
90s joke?
Yes, that was like 8 months ago that was a thing.
And I was under the impression that somebody was saying ISIL to make them mad.
No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Like if somebody's named Josh and you constantly call them John and they have to constantly correct you.
Well, apparently that's what original George Bush was doing with Saddam Hussein. He was like mispronouncing his name on purpose just to show like no respect.
Yeah, I like that.
Hold on real quick. The wife said something. What was that, honey?
Charlie Brown cartoon all of a sudden.
She's just being loud. I'm kind of being told that the windows are all closed, honey.
Tell her you're trying to get new listeners.
You know what? You know what Italian men would do? Show her the back of their hand. And keep their trap shut.
Win in Rome, baby.
Tell her to go make you some raviolis.
This wine isn't going to pour itself.
That's right. I was going to go with something way worse. Have you witnessed any of the legendary...
This wine's not going to pour itself.
Have you witnessed...
They're suggesting that I beat you because we're in Italy.
No, you don't beat her. You just make it seem like you're going to beat her. Hey, I'm the man. You're the woo man.
What'd you say,
you've never laughed at jokes this much. I like what Europe's done to you. It's softened
funny,
you up.
It's a funny little phone line. I wonder, have you witnessed any of the legendary Italians harassing women thing?
No, I'm not.
Because you didn't either, right?
No. No ciao bellos, really.
What does that mean?
Like, hello, beautiful.
Hmm.
I mean, a lot of them said that to me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Not so well, much. You are beautiful. All right, that's the show. Wrap her up.
I do that because I've interacted with a number of Italians, and a lot of them are very nice.
Let's go back to Switzerland. I want you to explain what is it about Switzerland? Is it the view? Is it just the sense? Is it the vibe?
I think it was the juxtaposition of getting the fuck out of France and being in a new place where Swiss people speak French and German, and pretty much everyone speaks English, which was nice for dumb American me, right? Because I don't speak.
Is it true that they all wear cuckoo clocks on their wrist?
Yeah.
No, they don't. They don't wear cuckoo clocks on their wrist.
Is it true that the holes in the cheese is made by Swiss rats?
Actually, you know what? Vienna was taking credit for the cuckoo clocks in Germany. They have like a ton of cuckoo clocks in Vienna.
What?
Welcome to Vienna. First thing I want to clear up is we invented the cuckoo clock.
But I had a car in Switzerland, so I felt free, which is nice.
What kind of car?
Is it a Saab?
Kind of Gruyere.
Do you have a Saab?
I got a Puget.
Oh.
Peugeot.
Yeah, and
Peugeot.
How was it?
How many wheels did it have?
That was like the mid-glass.
Do they drive on the left side of the road?
No, right. No, right, our side.
Okay.
The right side.
Correct side.
Okay. I'm just curious as to what it would be like to drive on the other side of the road and how freaky it would be.
Oh, I went to the Louvre in France. Louvre? The Louvre is a giant mall.
I've always heard
the
Louvre.
Giant fucking mall.
I've heard the Louvre is totally worth skipping.
Yeah, it was a big mall. But, you know, it's just, like, you could spend probably, I'm not kidding, like probably 15 full days in there.
Yeah,
and not see everything. A lot of the works and how it got started was with pilfered artwork, like just ransacked. They ransacked countries and giant castles and just steal all their shit. And then they're like, hey, we need a place to put all the stolen art shit.
And charge 12 bucks. Was it moving at all? Did you enjoy it?
The Mona Lisa is like the size of your phone, right? It's like tiny.
Nah, it's not that small.
Well, I mean, it's not that.
It was like the size of our after disaster poster.
Yeah. Yeah.
You call those, yeah. Which I still have like 30 of in my room. What should I do with this?
We should sell them. Okay. 600 euros.
Let me get to Prague.
Yeah. You know what? Here's what I know about Prague is there's a lot of porn being shot there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you said that last time.
And the girls, they seem to be stunning.
It's like the valley of Europe.
Yeah, only they're better looking. Like they don't have any tramp stamps.
The best looking girl that I saw in Prague was apparently Russian, because Jillian said, she's your type, that Russian girl. I'm like, what, the Prague girl who told, oh, actually, no, that was Croatia. I'm getting my country.
I can't believe your wife does that, too. Every girlfriend I've ever had would point out girls that are my type. She's your type. Yeah. And I'm like, hit the bricks, scram.
Like, she describes her face. I'm like, yeah, exactly. So, Game of Thrones. I went to, like,
many places
where Game of Thrones was shot.
I saw that.
I saw where Joffrey was killed.
Were they?
We saw all sorts of shit.
I thought they were in production right now, but maybe they're not in that country.
They're not in that country right now. This whole season of skipping that country where King's Landing is. But they did shoot some stuff just back in September for the following season. And we actually went on a tour in Croatia for the Game of Thrones tour because it was fucking sweet. Probably maybe the highlight of the entire trip was seeing Croatia and seeing that castle and seeing all this. Croatia is just a great little... Dubrovnik is just a great little town. We loved it. We could have spent like 3 days in Dubrovnik.
Is Dubrovnik on the ocean? Is it a port city?
Yeah, it's right on the ocean. Yeah. It's a port city.
Geography, and, bitches.
Masters of geography.
It's encased in these giant walls and a castle. And that's the castle that they use as King's Landing for Game of Thrones. In fact, the guy that wrote Game of Thrones, they were going to shoot it all in Spain. But the guy that wrote Game of Thrones went to Dubrovnik right before they started shooting. He's like, no, this is the place that I imagined when I wrote the book. So they switched everything over. And you can actually shoot in Dubrovnik for free. They never charge production
what?
To shoot there.
Well, someone should tell them about
it. Yeah, they say it's good for tourism, so they don't charge.
Well, yeah, it only took how many years for a critical darling, like, smash hit to be filmed there and people actually be interested?
Jillian's like, you need to write something that takes place here, because she loved it. So,
this is the world's most expensive short film.
So, next destination disaster?
$10,000 in travel to get there.
No, not quite that much. We should totally do one from Dubrovnik. It's a great town.
Is it?
It's a great city.
It's what ocean? It's like north, right? Like,
it's the,
not the Bering Sea. It's the. One of those cold ass ones up there by the North Pole or something, right?
No. No, it's right above the Mediterranean.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't want to say it wrong because I'm good at that. But I'll tell you the name of it right now. It's the same as where Venice is on the Malta.
Oh, the Adriatic?
Adriatic.
Yeah.
The Adriatic Sea, okay. So, you know, the whole town is surrounded by this giant wall that they built. You know, in like the 1200s to keep out the pirates. It's fucking amazing. And that their main street is actually, it's a marble street, which is slippery as hell. I almost fell three or four times, but it's white marble all the way down the street, like the main street. And somebody comes out and washes it. And she said every single night for the last 800 years, somebody has washed that street every single night.
And it's your turn, and they hand you a bucket and a mop.
Seems extravagant.
Yeah. Doesn't that make it more slippery?
You guys want to see something funny? As you look on the map of Croatia, and it's got the most fucked up like outline for it. And Bosnia and Herzegovina is like right behind it. And Croatia somehow got the entire coastline. They completely fucked Bosnia. Like Bosnia is right behind it. And they just took the entire, this tiny little finger of Croatia, and Bosnia is right behind it with nothing. Like, barely any, I don't think they have any coastline. No, none. Screwed.
That sucks.
It's got to be a story to that.
So, Croatia was great. Greece was a whole different thing. But Prague, before we even went to Croatia or Greece, we went to Prague. And Prague has got like this really eerie, evil, dark undertone to it. I don't know what it is, but it felt like Transylvania or something.
It's also not in the European Union, right?
Don't ask me political shit.
Was it cold?
Prague is Czech Republic, but right?
I believe it is. Maybe not, because they still use their own shitty money.
Yeah. That's why it's so good for Americans to go there, because your money is worth like a ton.
How much? How many times did you have to exchange your money for other currency?
I tried. I just put everything on cards because it infuriates me to see how much I get screwed every time I try and turn American money into like European money or any other kind of money. Because I look it up on my phone, like what it should be and what they give me. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like I'll take a $100 bill and ask for like the kroner or whatever it is in Czechoslovakia, and they'll give me back, and I'll look and I'm like, that just cost me $30. It cost me $30 to switch my money over.
There's this tricky thing that they do on the ATMs there, and it'll say like, do you want to convert your U.S. dollars to the local currency, or do you want this just in local currency? And if there's one of them that I think it's the U.S. one, they convert your money to U.S. and then they like money change it again. So basically you pay the fees twice and you get like fucked on it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So you might be doing that one.
That's a good tip from the masters of travel.
I went on the casino. Oh, the boat has a casino, right? So I'm like, hey, €50, €50, I'd like to place a 50 euro bet or, you know, get chips. And they're like, oh, okay, here you go. It wasn't smart to do that. Excellent transaction. He's like, because this is all American money. I'm like, well, so now I have 50 U.S. chips, and I just gave you 50 euro, which is worth like way more than a dollar. Yeah, that just happened. Can't do anything about it now.
Did you? I take it you lost after that, or else you'd be like, "Oh, that was fun."
Worst cards I've ever seen, or on the Adriatic Sea on that goddamn ship.
That's a quote for the trip.
It really was.
Worst cards I've ever seen, Adriatic Sea.
You want to hear about a bad beat?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about.
I'll tell you about Adriatic cobblestone sea. Streets.
Oh, here's another reason why you hate Paris. Jillian and I walking. We're just trying to go to Notre Dame. Notre Dame, because I want. Have you guys seen?
That's in Indiana. Walk yet? Dumbass.
What? Yeah, I'll call it Notre Dame because I'm American.
I know.
Have you seen The Walk?
No. Not yet.
Got it.
The movie?
Tyler. Yeah.
No.
Ugh.
Why do you ask?
Matter with you.
You saw Anyways, it with Levitt?
He actually, before he walked a tightrope across the two towers, he walked across the two towers of Notre Dame.
Yes, I have seen Man on Wire.
I wanted to get up there. Plus, Jillian had been there before, and she's like, oh, yeah, it's beautiful. So we're about maybe six blocks away,
with
five
some other
blocks
guy?
Away, and... What?
Nothing.
Something about Hunchback or Quasimodo?
No, keep going. I don't know how you got Hunchback or Quasimodo out of that.
We just got off this little like boat ride, which took us through the Seine, Seine River, which is the best part of Paris. So yeah, there's so much shit there, so much stuff there. And you take the boat on the river, and you can see everything. In like an hour going up the river, and like it's just crazy. She's like, and here's where Napoleon did battle, and they built this message to him, to this person. It's just how much is on that river is insane. The entire city's built around the river.
Was it a private
but
boat?
Then we wanted, no, it was a giant boat with, I think, everyone was Asian except for us.
Nice.
Pretty sure. Yeah. And so we got up and we're like six blocks, maybe five blocks away from Notre Dame. And we kind of wanted to like try and take every single type of transportation possible while we're on the strip, you know, boat, plane, train, rickshaw.
Cart.
We saw a rickshaw.
A bike with a piece of French bread on the back.
We took Subway. We
Vespa.
Took Subway.
Should have taken Vespa.
So she's like, hey, you want rickshaw to Notre Dame, Dame? I said, yes. And it said like 10 euros, right? And it was like maybe an 8-minute ride. I'm like, that's not bad. Okay, cool. We get off. She's like, oh, no, it's 20 euro per person. Please give me 40 euro now. So it's like $50 and maybe took 8 minutes. And I'm not going to sit there and haggle with some little girl who just rode a bike with my fat ass on the back.
You just run away.
So I'm just like, here's my 20, and here's my other 20, and there's my 40 euro. Thank you. And then
is
just
it, was she attractive?
Well, you should have known better because rickshaws are ripoffs here.
I didn't know.
Anywhere.
It's been a long time since I've taken a rickshaw anywhere. I've never even fucking seen one, but rickshaws are expensive here.
Yeah, like the only place they are tourist places, like the Santa Monica Pier or like.
There's
bullshit,
rickshaws on the Santa Monica
places.
Pier?
Yeah, they're like home, like in the pedicab.
Pretty good in San Diego.
I had no idea.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Ever tell you about this? My dad's best friend was a Vietnam vet, and the two of them went to China, Beijing, and they actually happened to be there like during the entire. Tenement Square thing, which is bad luck or good luck, depending on how you look at it. Anyways,
or neither
are in China. So back in like '89 or whatever, they're in China, and my dad's friend, Vietnam vet, hated all Asian people. Right,
tight. So go to China,
good vacation
everywhere
choice.
Everywhere they go, like he wanted to get the rickshaw. And they have like the real rickshaws, where like a fucking little dude grabs two ends of a pole and runs.
Yeah.
Down the street. And my dad was mortified because he didn't like people doing like work. He's kind of like me in that sense. So, but he had to go with his friend. He was getting dragged along with his friend. So his friend, every chance Eddie would get, that was his name, Vietnam vet Eddie, would get, he would hop on a rickshaw and go, oh, I love to watch these zipper heads run for me.
Oh my God.
But it's funny to think that like he came from the horrors of war, against a certain enemy.
He's still fighting
all these years later. He's still like, and he's still trying to get vengeance. And that's not even them.
I know,
completely different people.
Wow.
Sorry.
In France, did they speak English? In Paris, did they speak English by and large?
Yeah, more than here, for sure. I always heard that the French, you know, they don't speak much English, and they're rude, this and that. Like, honestly, so far, I'm getting way more of that vibe in Italy than I am in France.
I think it must be Venice, because I had really nice people in Rome and Florence.
Well, the Indian cab driver told me that it was Milan that it happened to him. So that's two things.
Well, I think also your Indian cab driver is an Indian, and I did get a very certain sense of some pervasive racism throughout the Italian culture.
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't see a lot of minorities being looked upon fondly.
I'm Italian, and I'm racist.
Italian, I was gonna say.
No, I don't think I am, but I just thought I'd say that. Who do you think is the most racist? Like in
of
countries? No, in countries. Because I see racism everywhere.
I'm going to go German.
Because a lot of blacks hate Jamaicans. A lot of English people don't like Indians. Like people from England. I'm talking about certain parts of the world. I'm not talking about here necessarily. Because here you have places like LA and New York where everyone kind of mixes
enough
together.
To make this decision.
I'm just talking about what I hear in the rumor mill.
If there was like a study, I bet that one region or one country would come out like far, way above everyone else.
I believe that too, and especially with religions, because I can think of a couple religions who secretly hate everybody else if you're not their religion, and that's sort of racist.
I'm gonna go with somewhere in the Middle East.
Oh yeah, good point. Good one.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't even like themselves.
I think we might be the least racist country because even though we have a horrible history with slavery and other stuff and Indian slaughter, but I think by and large, you go to New York, people get along. I'm being serious.
You go to New York, baby. People get along.
Yeah. Now, the whole middle of the country, they're a bunch of racist ignorant.
Here come the angry emails.
That's why I said it. Well, it's kind of true. California,
no,
open-minded. California, open-minded. We get along. New York, East Coast, open-minded to an extent. They get along. Middle of the country, Bible Belt. They don't necessarily have an open mind.
Kyler, stop him.
I can't. He's hanging himself on his own rope here. His own Italian rope.
Hey, I made it myself. I'm afraid to travel, so I don't know if I will ever go to those places you visited or where you're sitting right now.
Anderson. Why are you whispering?
I'm back on the deck.
Oh. Go down to the street and get an Italian on our podcast.
That's a good idea.
Go down the street and what?
Like, go to, out on the street and find, like, a street vendor or something and have them talk on our podcast.
No.
Just do it.
That was the funniest no.
Just do it.
Just tell them they're on a very famous American podcast.
Go into your room and crank call someone.
Tell them people from the Prague of the United States are calling.
Just call a random number and see how long you can keep them on the phone.
You know what? Your ideas are terrible. Hold on.
I want to hear an account.
I feel like I'm whispering and I'm echoing. You know what? I should have done this the entire time, walking down the streets of Italy. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hear the accordions and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that's France.
I want to let you guys know that I'm dressed for bed and I'm getting dressed now.
So you're walking down the street in your tidy whiteies.
So you're gonna put I was gonna say beret, but again, that's French. I can't think of my stereotypical
with
Italian.
The French references, really.
Yeah, I know.
No wonder they hate us.
Put on your Roman. Put on like a Roman centurion.
Put on your tight unbuttoned shirt.
What I was saying. Hold on, I gotta put on my shirt. Hold on.
We'll hold on.
Put on your Gucci pants.
This is striking me as odd because people love Paris, and
I think it's what you do in Paris though, because I know a lot of people that have had that kind of experience.
Yeah, but I have a friend who lives part time in LA, part time in Nice, and the reason they bought a place in Nice, which was $1 million for an apartment, was because they couldn't afford Paris.
I'm back.
And he said they would have preferred to be in Paris. And I said, "What do you do there?" And he goes, "All we do is go for walks, drink wine, have cappuccino, read the newspaper," and he goes, "It's the perfect life."
The best thing about Italy that I miss so much was every morning getting the cappuccinos and a fucking croissant. Oh, yeah. That's the best. Fuck.
I'd like to fuck a donut.
Croissants are French.
Whatever.
Croissants are French.
Oh, sorry, a cronetto.
There you go.
All right, I'm putting it on my jacket. I'm getting close.
Is it cold?
Is that freezing? Yeah.
Is it that cold Italian wind? Yeah, it's very hot.
Yeah,
it's probably in the 80s. Yeah, it's terrible. It's blue scunny. Blue scunny?
It's November. It shouldn't be this fucking hot.
Yeah, it's like 80 degrees, blue skies. It's really nice out. Palm
trees. Don't worry, guys. I'll bring the European cool back with me.
Oh, that's going to be so fun when you get here and then everyone's like, "You brought the weather with you."
I'm going to go for a walk and talk.
It's the worst.
All right, honey. I love you. I'll be back on 20.
Okay? Slap her on the way out.
Yeah.
They're telling me to abuse you on the way out, but I'm not going to.
We didn't. That sounds way more harsh.
That sounds way worse.
That sounds way worse.
The same one I just said sounds way worse. But it's actually what they just said.
I just need like a loving backhand.
No, hey. Hi. Jillian wants to go home so badly. She's starting to watch American television. She actually downloaded a bunch of How I Met Your Mothers on the iPad, and she's watched them in bed.
Hmm.
I got really into when I was in Rome. I got really into watching a Canadian border patrol show that was translated into Italian.
Subtitles so you could understand it.
No,
I just
watched it, and like the broken pieces I knew, and like you can see on people's faces like the kind of situation that's happening. It's very entertaining.
I found a new show. We found a new show. There was like one channel that we could watch on a boat, and you know, a lot of times like
boat TV.
Shit to do on a boat, like hold on.
Did you have one of those cruises where it was all inclusive? Eat as much as you want, drink as much as you want.
Gamble as much as you want.
Yeah, all the gambling was free as comped. If I lost, it didn't matter.
That'd be amazing.
But did you have one of those cruises where all the food was included?
No, they're all like, the food is always included, but the booze is always like an upsell. So they're like, only $57 a day, and you can drink all you want. I'm like, fuck that. Because I'm an alcoholic and I'm a winner, and I'm going to beat you if I
pay
$57. I'm going to make sure that I get at least $57 worth of
money. And then you had two beers, and it was $58.
I've had friends who took cruises that were all inclusive, and they said you just can't help yourself but gorge around the clock. You're just constantly eating, and
there's
it's just disgusting. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I've never been on a boat, a cruise ship, and I imagine. I don't know if this is the case, but it seems like it would be the kind of place certain people would go just to try to like get laid. Is that even a possibility, or are there no single people on a cruise ship?
I think Jesus. What are you doing in Italy?
There's a lot of single people on a cruise ship.
Did you just escape a maximum security prison?
Or was that a robot?
Yeah, going up front. You have to click a thing. So I just realized that I'm going to be walking away from Wi-Fi now. So.
Oh.
Okay.
But it's all right. I'm going to be on Twitch only for a few minutes. And I can talk because the wife kept shushing me. Jillian kept shushing and shushing.
Well, you should have shushed her back, if you know what I mean.
That's right. Yeah, shushed her back. Should have stuffed something in her mouth.
Give her the old five-finger shush.
Yeah. So what's explain the scenario. Set it up. What are you doing? You're on these streets of Italy.
Paint a picture for me. Yeah. Like there's a Da Vinci.
So are there like artists on every corner with their easels?
Nope. There's restaurants are closing. You guys are closed, right? Yeah. You're closed?
Oh, okay. We heard him. We got an Italian on the podcast.
Exciting. Our first Italian guest from Italy.
There's a lot of looking up and down.
We should charge for this, baby.
Tell them you're doing a radio show from Los Angeles.
Yeah. There's like strange little spigots with water just flowing out of it. Hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the middle of a square, and the water is just running out into the drain for no reason.
You can drink that.
I'm not going to.
Well,
I'm not going to.
All of those spigots that are like running are just like delicious like water to enjoy.
So they just leave them running the whole time?
Mm-hmm. It's like some leftover thing from the Romans. They like had all these incredible like underground water systems. Oh, and Anderson, there's a little trick to them. If you put, depending on the kind it is, if you put your thumb under the spigot, it'll shoot water out the top like a water fountain. So you don't have to duck down and put your mouth under the faucet.
It's probably like a big inside joke for the Italian people to make tourists drink.
No, all the Italians do it too. If you go online and you look, I'm like, what are all these water fountains around Rome? And they're like, you can drink them. It's like the best water in the world, and it's delicious.
Can you bottle some of that and bring it back?
All right, I just found a hotspot with a bunch of like people. There's like a bar.
Yeah.
Everyone's standing outside with their wine glasses, like on the street though, like not on a patio area, like on the street in between buildings, and they're all smoking and drinking.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm gonna go back to the room, get my wallet, and I'm gonna go a little treat for you guys. I'm gonna order a beer or something.
Ah.
From the Italian waiter.
Una birra.
Give me a treat.
Una Peroni. Por favore.
I don't think they use Peronis here.
No, that's the fucking beer is a Peroni, you asshole.
Yeah, it's also a weird curvature of the penis disease.
Yes, also that. The guy's like, how you know my penis crooked?
Give me a colon cancer. It's a delicious beer here. In my country, it's something not so delicious.
I've never felt like so grown up as when you're in Europe and the ability to just buy an alcoholic beverage and walk down the street drinking it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Do you feel grown up in Vegas?
No. But it's also weird, though. Like, you can do it, but it's kind of frowned upon to just be walking down the street drinking. But, like, if you post up at the park or, like, a fountain or something, then it's, like, totally fine.
It definitely is something that couldn't be done here because we can't handle it.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's, like, it was so weird. Everybody can drink on the streets if they want to, and you almost see nobody that's, like, really drunk. Like, I saw maybe one belligerent person the entire time.
And it was an American.
You know,
I don't know if he was.
They sell three packs.
Yeah, it's weird.
They don't sell six.
I like that three pack idea better.
The beers are so cheap though at those little stores. It's like a beer will be like a dollar.
I gotta start drinking again. Get my ass over there.
Nope.
What do you mean no?
No, you should not start drinking again.
Oh, I thought you said the beers aren't cheap.
That's how you'll know I fell off the wagon if I credit card a trip to Italy. And I'm just gone for like 3 weeks. And I won't talk to you guys. I just text. I'm having fun in Italy.
I'm reconnecting with my roots.
I'm homeless. But I'm having fun. I don't know what all these weird noises are that's happening. Are you going through a turnstile? Do you guys live in like a freezer where you have to walk through those like rubber mats that keep the cold air in? What's all this noise?
This is the worst.
This is like a horror movie almost.
It does. It's very Halloween.
Yeah. What'd you do last night?
I went to a Halloween party at Lawrence CrossFit Gym.
Was
and
it
I got
good?
Second place in a costume.
With your robot costume?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. That was a pretty great costume.
Who got first place?
Thank you. Someone who dressed like the owner of the gym. It was pretty funny.
That's
stupid. Set up.
Fuck that guy.
I know. But also, I shouldn't have won. I don't know anyone there. I'd be the asshole who swoops in.
What'd you win?
What?
What'd you win?
I didn't win anything. I got second place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't like, here's $10 off on a spinning class.
I did that because last week we went to this really great party and the theme was space.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do one of those old school, like, big see-through, you know, 50s space helmets. But the only one I could find online was $20 plus $25 shipping. So I was like, $45. Yeah. I was like, ah, that's too much money. So I ended up spending like $80 to make my stupid cardboard.
It's a good robot costume, though. So do you have the rest of the suit? You were just going to buy the helmet?
Yeah, and then I was going to go get like a snowsuit or something at like a thrift store. But now I don't have any of those things.
I'm sure NASA appreciates they spend like $1 trillion to design that suit, and you're just piecing it together for $40 at a Salvation Army.
You can buy the full suits on eBay, and they look really cool, but they're also like $12,000.
I'd like to have one for some reason.
You turn a robot suit into a cardboard home.
It's true. It felt really sad last night when I got back from the party, and I was like, oh, this is all just trash now. I'm just wearing trash because I'm not going to save it.
So. You should save it.
No.
What if we have a natural disaster museum someday?
That is a good point.
We'll find a nice little quaint city, and we can secure a little office building.
Next to the Geiger Museum.
It's the after disaster museum.
Geiger.
That would be great
if we... This is not going to happen, but if we did and we made our museum in some so out of the way place, it had nothing to do with our show.
Yeah.
Like in Zimbabwe or something.
Or like 10 minutes from the crater in Death Valley.
Well, I got a good voicemail this week from someone who listened to our show at the South Pole.
For real?
Yeah.
Wait, are they on an expedition or are they part of a mobile laboratory? I only assume people from the South Pole are doing something smart.
I wonder if I can play a voicemail while I'm on with Anderson.
Probably not.
Oh, we can try.
Here we go.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You guys ready?
Are you ready? Hold on.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
All right, I'm going in. I'm descending the stairs right now.
Una birra, por favor.
There's an American. Get him. Kick his phone.
I'm trying to get really close to people.
I like the horrific potential this has. Like Anderson just gets thrown into the back.
There's a lot of dirt to look.
Why are you getting dirty work?
What if Anderson spoke perfect Italian right now? That bar does not sound fun.
It's like a dialogue.
There's no music.
Yeah, why is there no music? It's weird though when you're there, there's no like bars. Like,
so what is it, a restaurant?
Hey, can I get a... What's that with the mint?
Minty.
Hold on, because I know I don't know
that. I imagine that the guy's mom is going to come out of the back with a bunch of sausages. You look hungry.
I don't think it's like a house party.
I think there's a line. I'm not in it.
You know the lines in Italy go sideways, right? Go ahead.
Hold on, there's one bartender in it, and all the drinks are very...
I don't hear any music in the background, which I find unsettling.
You hear music?
No. It just sounds like a lot of Italian gibberish.
Sorry. I'm in the line now. At the back, in the line.
Are you in line at an actual bar, or are you in line at, like, a vendor?
The bar.
And are they going to understand what you say? Order an American drink.
Can I get a Budweiser?
That's right.
I was just thinking about that. Hey! Is it a draft?
Yeah. Wait, did you just say something to go? Something to go. How often can you say something to go in a bar?
All right, so here's the fun part. It's when I go outside and I smells like cigarettes.
You're not going to be arrested by polizia?
Did I hear you ordered a Bud Light?
I did not order a Bud Light.
Oh, okay.
Time to go. Bud Light.
That's what it sounded like from the bathroom.
That picture is incredible.
Wow.
Thank you.
And it looks like it's light out, so how are you guys going to bed?
Are you looking out your window? It's 10 o'clock. 10:30.
Okay.
Excuse me. Oh, God, my jacket's shocked. My jacket's gone. All right. That was horrifying. I was trying to get out, and a guy actually shoved his ass out, so it was harder for me to get out. I've been spotted. Okay. I'm outside again.
Is that somebody weeping?
Do you think listeners are going to hate this?
Yes.
Remember that thing that you said about the Italian men?
You're watching it?
Watching that guy dry. Yes, right now. You're hearing it.
Is it like an American woman or a foreigner? That he's...
I can't tell. I think they might be American, yeah.
It sounds like they're doing a bad impression of our bad impression. Hey.
No, is that's the girl saying they have to go home. All this kissing going on. And it's unwanted.
We're laughing at some girl about to be assaulted. Ha ha ha, just like we imagined.
Just like the stereotypes promised.
Okay, now he's holding her down. He's got the knife up to her throat.
No, they're just drinking her drink.
Is she alone?
No, I'm doing.
You could be stopping a Dateline episode right now.
And they kind of seem to be English. There's no English being spoken, so I think that they might be Italian. Three dudes, two girls.
I like those eyes.
That's a bad combo right there.
Girls are Italian.
Right, this is so loud and obnoxious.
No. Yeah, please just call them back. All right. It's all kosher, they say, in Israel.
You want me to back off?
All right, so I'm walking away from the crowd.
Okay.
And
wait, are you at Venice Beach right now?
It's similar. What are you gonna tell you?
Weed cards.
I so want to find out that you guys are just holed up in a motel.
Hard for me to say, hey, speak. Should I just throw somebody on the phone with you then?
Yeah.
Man, now I lost interest.
Yeah.
Really? What, the rape is not going down, so you lost interest?
Can you ask them...
I'm so sorry.
Can you tell them you're there, you're part of the crusade to restore Amanda Knox's good name?
A man in office?
Amanda Knox. My soulmate, who just got married to some other man.
Who's Amanda Knox?
She is this beautiful American girl who went to Italy and was accused of murder and
a weird, bizarre sex murder. Like sex threesome murder.
And she spent years in prison there.
Both of you know about this and I don't.
Because it was a major news story. We've got our fingers on the pulse of what's happening.
Oh my God, that's annoying.
Yeah, that is really... Keep it down. We, try mafia tactic. Like, that's a really nice family you have there. If you don't shut up.
Sorry, I lost you.
It'd be a shame if something were to happen to them.
I took my earphones out.
That's all right.
I don't look so weird. I'm talking myself.
As long as you apologize.
All right, I'm Amanda Knox. When did this happen? This happened a while ago.
I don't know. It's not worth discussing.
It was a big story.
All right.
She spent several years in an Italian prison getting harassed, harangued.
Hey, okay. Have you heard the After Disaster? It's great. They called a guy on the phone and explained the Amanda Knox story to him for 15 minutes.
Yep. Unfortunately, she probably has herpes because she had a big cold sore on her lip for a while. But, you know. With modern day medicine, her and I can work that out.
I avoid the news.
That's good.
I don't like to hear about it.
Hmm.
Anderson, have you seen any of the people saying, "Do you give money to against the drugs?"
No.
Yeah. Well, keep your eye out. There's a lot of people. These people set up like tables and they act like they're like like they want you to sign like sign a petition to, like sign against drugs and then
against
when you,
the
then you sign it and then they're like give me money now.
Next thing you know you're being handcuffed.
So if you see anyone trying to get signatures, just ignore them.
Okay.
However, I do recommend sitting across the street from them and watching all the suckers go up and sign and then
is
have
it
to
mostly,
give money.
Yeah, but how does it count if you're not from that country?
It doesn't. It's nothing. They just make up a thing that everyone will be against. And then they just get all your money from you. Me and Lauren sat there like 15 minutes and watched, I don't know, 30 different people get like haggled into giving them money for nothing.
Not bad.
There's the gypsies.
Not bad. We could try that here.
We could.
Do you want to give money to stop like Yugoslavia from making shoes out of baby skin?
Yeah. That's
basically.
They'll
be like, what?
Yeah.
We should start a thing, give money to stop the aftertaste.
We should. You know what? And once we get enough money to live, we can stop. It's a win-win.
No, but it'll like work both ways because it'll give us like free publicity and money to stop it, but we won't stop it. And it'll be stronger than ever. If it doesn't sound menacing.
It sounds good.
Don't you want to stop?
I was actually thinking. I was thinking just the other day that we should hire like 10 protesters to march around carrying signs that says "Stop the After Disaster."
Not a bad idea.
What's the reasoning behind it? Because it can't be racism.
Because then people will be like, oh, what's the After Disaster? And then they'll be like, hey, these guys aren't that bad.
Podcast. Check it out on iTunes. Please subscribe.
This is like the downtown Benicia disaster.
What?
This is the downtown Benicia disaster.
Venezia. Oh, you pronounce it correctly.
Did you guys take a gondola ride?
No, I don't really want to, but I think we're going to have to.
After the Venice Beach? After the Venice Beach?
Euros for 30 minutes.
100?
And they're all like a 100 euro for 30
minutes. Fuck that. Don't do it. Fuck that.
And it's all just a tourist trap. There's nothing you can do other than $100.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't want to.
We already had the official gondola experience from a guy from Venice when we went to that Long Beach place.
I know.
Don't do it. Save that.
And you know what? It was nothing but gondolas until about like maybe 20 years ago, and then motorboats started coming in. Before that, it was all gondolas. And I was like, you know, they're like, dang,
save,
not that way anymore.
Save that $200 and do something else cool that you wouldn't have done.
Anderson, where have you guys been eating?
On a boat, Dylan was eating fries in the boat. Here, we went to a market. I cooked. Inside tonight, last night, so like little cafes and that kind of thing. You just look for places that have fries. When I get like the local, a guy in a euro in Greece, and I had beef goulash twice in Prague.
But have you had anything that was exceptional?
No, it's all good. It's all really good. Actually, the people say that the Prague food is terrible, but honestly, one of my favorite things is the Prague. Beef goulash with dumplings. It was pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Was it cold in Prague?
Chilly. It's been like 60s, 50s, upper 40s at night.
Yeah.
Not terrible.
Italy was 100 degrees when I was there. So that was 100 and steamy.
Yeah.
You guys see those pictures of that crazy fucking bone church we went to?
Yes.
Kutnahara?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Kutnahara. The real place.
Is an ossuary?
Crazy. It's like an hour outside of Prague, and it's this little town called Kutnahara. And they have this church that dates back to like the 1400s, like everything out here. Everything's just fucking old.
I know, it's so weird.
Which I used to be like, I'd see someone that like, you know, the States, it'd be like, this was built in 1910. I'd be like, holy shit! And now it's like, I'm so over it.
I know.
Like, all right, good, old. But so the story goes this. Like there's this little church, a little Catholic church, I believe it was Catholic. Hour outside of Prague, Kutnahara, it was a huge mining town. They made a ton of money through silver mining. So it was actually one of the biggest towns. It actually rivaled Prague at times when it was really thriving with its silver mining. And then they had this church that all the local folk went to. And then one of the priests or bishops went to Israel, and he brought back dirt from Jerusalem. And he scattered around the church. And then everyone wanted to get buried at this church. And they ran out of room. So they started, like, but they're charging money to have people buried there. So what they started doing is exhuming the old bodies and they didn't know what to do with the bones, so they started just piling them inside the church. And then the story goes that a few partially blind monks started organizing the bones and decorating the church with the bones, and now they have 40,000 real skeletons decorating this tiny little church, a small church, and you go in there. And then in the 1800s, some really wealthy family bought the land, including the church, and they're like, hey, let's go with it. And they actually had their family seal recreated with human bones, even with the detail of, one skull having its eye plucked out by a raven, and it's supposed to symbolize, enemies being crushed and having their eyes removed by ravens. And
bad falconing accident.
What?
Nothing. I was supposed to go to one of those in Rome. Hot Unlockets had told me a list of places to go, and there's it's called the Capuchin Crypt in Rome, and it's like the same thing. It's like this weird underground monastery full of all these bone rooms.
I think the whole idea of we've got all these bones, I have an idea. Let's start making stuff out of them. It's kind of creepy. Like, how do you attach them?
I don't know. Glue? Bone glue?
Yeah. That's
like
right. You run down
to the
Il Michaelo's. Get some bone glue.
Miglitos.
Hey, I went to my bone glue. I'm going to make it the family crest. Even though that wasn't in Italy.
We need to do more shows Italian-related just to get Carano's Italian.
I'm just thinking about...
Or his Vietnamese accent, one or the other.
All right, I'm going in to put my empty glass inside.
Just wing it against
home.
A building.
Yeah, throw it at some mouthy broad.
Yeah. Have a woman clean it up for you. It's Italy.
I'm going to slide it up so you guys can hear some conversation, kid.
Okay.
Slide the phone across the bar.
See if we can make out anything.
Yeah, fucking America.
I was listening to the after disaster.
Hey, these guys are fucking pads. They make a two-minute rape joke. I missed the drops. They used to have a cannon.
All right, I'm going to put my headphones on back on. Hold on.
Savory the derce to them.
Yeah, start trying to, you know what? Start talking to somebody in Italian gibberish and see what happens.
I just talked to people in really bad Italian and they were like so pleased that I was at least trying.
Yeah. I want him just to talk to somebody and just go like, hey, and see what they do.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Well, I'm
going to
see if I can
hear it. Pizza, cappuccino, ravioli, manicotti.
So there's like just squares everywhere, as you can imagine. I guess one square after another.
Yep.
And it's probably...
Wait, what does that mean?
That square.
Like a plaza.
Okay, I thought he meant like nerds. Yeah, baby, there's squares everywhere, groovy cats.
There's just like really like narrow streets everywhere, and then all of a sudden you'll come across a big square, like a plaza, like where there's a big open area where there's trees and benches and a bunch of shops and stuff. And the best one is actually the closest to the place we're staying, but it's the one crash we didn't go in. So I just found it today, and that's why I'm staying here now.
Is it beautiful?
And I like it. What's, no, not at all.
What's the name of the square? They all have names.
No clue.
Look up on the fucking buildings. Yeah. The buildings will have a instead of like street signs, they just have them carved into the side of the building.
This is Kill America Square.
Well, if you recall, you've never been here, Tyler, and I'm here now, so tell me, don't you?
The master of Italian.
Do you know what the name of the square is? What's the name of the square? Yeah, you live here, right? And you don't know the name of the square, right? See? I don't know either. My friends are... Yeah.
Anyone
but you? Okay. All right, man. Thank you.
Nobody calls me man.
Some random.
That guy sounded thrilled to be on the after disaster.
Mm-hmm. There we go. I've got one lone guy here. Excuse me. Do you know the name of the square?
No, I'm not from here.
Yeah, no one's from here, right?
Yeah, so asking about it.
That doesn't give you. That's not an excuse not to know the name of you uneducated fuck.
I'm looking at a girl inside. It's just like Kara. It's fucking weird.
What if it's her?
I phoned her for a second.
Casuale.
Hey.
You on the Hulu.
Casual. That's pretty good.
All right.
You have the Hulu Plus. Eh?
Hey. Congratulations. On the second season of Pickup.
Oh, Michaela Watkins.
Congratulations on making 10 times more money than your friend of Mike. Making him feel insignificant. Question himself. Threaten his manhood.
I sound like a rave-like bar.
Oh, a rave-like bar.
Hold on.
That sounds almost worse than like a rave bar.
Got a disco ball, lots of lights.
No music, apparently, so it's not like a rave bar.
No, there is. Watch. Listen.
Here. It doesn't seem like it's loud enough.
Sounds like you're holding your phone up to a faucet.
It's a rave bar that plays talk radio really loud and really fast.
There's music, man. I don't know what to tell you. I can hear it.
There's music, man.
Man. You don't know, man.
I don't want to be this guy, but
Neither do I. But
hour and almost 2 hours.
No. We're not that far into time change. I have to get on the road, but thank you for calling in from beautiful.
Thank you so much. From unnamed square. Nobody know the name of the square.
Hey, the unknown square. You're in the one square that wasn't named intentionally.
Anderson, you should just go get an American flag and plant it right in the middle of the square.
Yeah. Maybe it's a square that's a tribute to the Italians that ran away during the war and didn't die.
Yeah, I was thinking it'd be funny if I was on the phone with you guys and I was just like being really dumb American the entire time. Like, I'm sorry, I only speak English.
Ugh.
Everything that sounds funny is scary to do when you actually go out to do it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm taking pictures of the square.
Because last night...
I'll send you guys a picture of the square.
Last night, we went to the West Hollywood Halloween catastrophe, I'll call it.
Yeah.
And at first, I was like... I was trying to make... I didn't do it, and she wouldn't play along. But I wanted to see how close I could get to gay guys, like hugging and kissing them on the cheek and stuff, and I wanted Tara to videotape it. And then once I started to try to... I was like, I can't really follow through on this idea.
Anderson, can you imagine the horror if your phone had accidentally turned on speakerphone while me and Mike are going,
Rapa.
But it wouldn't matter, because I think most of these people are not from here.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. You still don't know how to think about it, so.
Nope.
Arrivederci.
Yeah, buongiorno.
So, thank you for sharing
au revoir.
Your week. You're sharing your week with us.
Yeah.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, see you later. See you when you get back.
Ciao. Ciao, baby. Ciao.
Do we have anything else to say?
I don't think so. I'm good.
I hope that sounded good. I think it did.
I mean, it won't sound any worse than episode 300 when we played all the voicemails.
Or the downtown debacle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, downtown debacle didn't have a person.
Episode 300 didn't sound bad.
No, I know. So that's what this will be.
Technology's fucking amazing.
I know. It would have been better if we like actually recorded like a Skype version.
I know, but that was incredible that we are doing a podcast and he's in Italy.
I know.
Standing outside.
Impressive.
I wasn't impressed with the sounds as much as I wanted to be. Like, I wanted to hear authentic.
You want to hear, like, a little, like, guitar and stuff like that?
Yeah. Mm. I wanted to hear music, and I wanted to hear people going, hey, good evening.
Hey, fuck you.
Hey,
you too.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right. Thanks, everybody. That's it, I guess. Just hit stop anytime.
Leave on a big high note.
Oh. Hit stop.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Which one is it? The square?
Sure.
The unknown square?
Yes.